Time now to talk to Mossy. Righto, Liverpool 6-0.
That's fantastic.
He's on the line. Hello, Mossy.
Oh, good morning, guys.
How are you, Phil?
Yeah, here we go. Can you hang on? I'm just looking at the notes provided here. Liverpool, best ever start to a season.
I don't know who sent those notes, mate. I don't even know the overnight results. What happened, Jimmy?
Oh, mate. Mo Salah got a bit lucky and got a couple of goals, I think, didn't he? And
well, it's funny. Everyone was talking him down before the weekend and how his ditch in form had really affected Liverpool. But really, they've won 7 from 7 in all competitions. Mm. Last ditch winner over PSG during the week. And look, it was a tap in from a Shaqiri free kick, wonderful free kick that hit the crossbar. But yeah, that's how champions and great players respond to a bit of criticism. But Jurgen Klopp was right behind him. And, yeah, they cruised to a 3-0 win over Southampton overnight, which was great. But, look, they've got an interesting period coming up, Liverpool. So let's not put the cart before the horse. They've got Chelsea twice in 3 days in the League Cup and then the EPL. 27th and the 30th of September. That then they're away to Napoli in the Champions League on the 4th of October, and then at home to Melbourne City on the 8th of October. So they've got a very, very tough period of games coming up, and that will go a lot further to seeing exactly where they stand. But certainly a great start to the season.
Yeah, 6 EPL games, 6 wins. Man, you though, Jimmy's team, a little stumble at home against Wolves.
Why do you say it with a dance in your voice?
No, but it's true.
Dare I say, Joe Moutinho has heaped the pressure on Jose Mourinho. fantastic goal to level it up for Wolves. And look, Wolves are showing that the Premier League is where they belong. You remember that they held Manchester City to a draw earlier in the season, and now they've gone away, and that was at home. Now they've gone away to Manchester United and held them to a draw. Sir Alex Ferguson in the crowd, first appearance at Old Trafford since his brain surgery in May. So there was certainly a celebratory atmosphere within the stadium before the game, but certainly it was a bit soured by that result. And this is what worried me, Jimmy, and you'll have a comment on this, no doubt. But after the game, Mourinho said they started better, they were more aggressive, they had more intent, and they were more motivated than us. That's worrying. They're worrying words coming out of the manager of a club like Manchester United.
Mm. Yeah, a lot on his plate there, Jose. A lot on his plate.
No comment, Jimmy.
Oh, well,
very quiet.
Especially at home, too. Like, expectations of you want a response from the team at home. What about those teams backing up from the Champions League overall? Thoughts on their performances? Man City,
brilliant.
Just 5-0 against Cardiff City at Cardiff.
Yeah, that's right. Well, 3 out of the 4 teams won, Liverpool, Manchester City and Spurs. And we've spoken about Manchester United, and Mourinho made 4 changes from the team that played midweek. But, yeah, look, you always look for a little bit of a hangover the direct weekend after a Champions League game. But they all seem to do pretty well. Manchester City were just unstoppable, put Cardiff to the sword, as you'd expect. But, yeah, it's a great time of the season when the Champions League starts to kick in and the Europa League. And obviously you've got Chelsea and Arsenal playing tomorrow morning our time. So we'll see how they've backed up from their games on Friday morning. But it's a great time of year. It throws a real different dynamic into the Premier League as well.
It does. Hey, Phil, just back home, FFA are going to appoint a panel to help select the next national technical director. Now, this is a crucial appointment, isn't it, mate?
It is, Ray. And it's a great step forward from FFA to appoint real football people, highly educated, respected, experienced people. Ray Dower, who's an ex-Matilda and currently the Young Socceroos, Young Matildas coach. She's also the vice president of the Football Coaches Australia, which I sit on with Ray, and she's got a wonderful football brain and knows the game inside and out at all levels. And Tony Vidmar as well, the ex-Socceroo, who's now Melbourne City assistant coach, and Andy Roxburgh, who's the Asian Football Confederation technical director and a very, very experienced Englishman. So they're going to sit and help the likes of Graham Arnold, Alan Stadjic, select the next technical director. Now, if you cast your mind back, we've had Rob Barn, Han Berger, two Dutchmen, and Eric Abrams, who's just resigned as the technical director. I think it's time to go for an Aussie, or at least someone who totally understands the Australian culture from top to bottom and bottom to top, and the ecosystem of how football works in this country. Mm. And I think we've spent a lot of money on foreigners in that role, but I think we've got enough talent here in Australia and enough experience to fill that role. And it's as you said, Ray, it's a crucial role for us.
Mm. FFA Cup, Sydney FC, a bit of a scare against Avondale. I got home there very late in that one. Potentially another derby. That would be huge.
It would, Jimmy. It would. The question I've got is this: do we need another Sydney derby? We get three of them, potentially four, if the finals toss one up for us. But imagine having four or five derbies in a season.
Can't have too many, Mossy. You can't have too many.
Yeah, it can weaken the product. And I'm, you know, when this was thrown up the other night, obviously Western Sydney got over the top of Melbourne City, and Sydney, as you said, survived that scare against Avondale. I started thinking to myself, do I really want to see another derby? And I've been involved as a fan, as a pundit, as an assistant coach, and they really are a special occasion, but they're special because they're spaced out, and you know there's a big build-up to them. But if you have too many of them, I think it can detract a little bit from what is a very, very special occasion.
No, I meant the other way. I say you can't have too many of them. And my reason for their desperation in needing to be a second Brisbane team in the National Rugby League is to look at what the Western Sydney Wanderers and Sydney FC
local
did.
Derbies.
The Western Sydney Wanderers made Sydney FC better.
Mm. Absolutely, no doubt.
Yep.
No doubt about that. And I think the same goes for the A-League. You know, there's talk of a third Melbourne side, a third Sydney side. Mm. But I think when you're throwing a different derby into it, that there's a new addition to the league.
Yes.
I just think that too many derbies between Sydney and Western Sydney can dilute that product.
Mm, interesting debate. Hey, Phil, good game Wednesday night. The Giant Killers, RPL Leichhardt, can they do it again against Adelaide United?
Oh.
They put the FFA Cup on the map again, didn't they? RPL having an NPL side beat an A-League giant in Melbourne Victory. They're up against Adelaide at Leichhardt on Wednesday night. I'll be commentating that one, Ray, for Fox Sports. And I can't wait to get out there. I really can't. The atmosphere at Leichhardt.
Big crowd, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be massive. Mate, it's just, it really is. It's what's brought old soccer and new football together. It's wonderful to see these old. And RPL Leichhardt has got an incredible history in the old National Soccer League. So to see them on the national stage again and they thoroughly deserve that win against Melbourne Victory. So this should be a cracking game on Wednesday night. I can't wait.
Yeah, huge. Good on you, Mossy. We'll speak next week.
Pleasure, guys.